Hello.
Hello there. My name is Christian. Is Jacqueline Malone there?
Speaking.
Okay. I'm calling from a national opinion survey. I am not sending anything. I am conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random. You may stop participation at any time, and your individual answers are confidential. Would you like to give us a few minutes of your time?
Go ahead, please.
Okay. Thank you. Let's start. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what is the what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Okay, thank you. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black American.
Okay. What is your age? So we have some. If you want to say your exact age, we have. You can say between this age or you can say in my 50s, 40s, stuff like that.
60s.
Okay. Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
At this moment, satisfied.
Okay, thank you. Now, I am going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress to be most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. So the first issue is lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
Okay. You said very important. Very important.
Yeah, number 10 should be very important, and then 5 somewhat important, and then 0 is not important. And you
can
pick any number in between.
10.
A 10? Okay. Next issue, making college more affordable.
10.
Okay. Next issue, fighting racism and discrimination.
Did you say avoiding?
Fighting, it says fighting racism and discrimination.
10.
Okay. Next one. Improving K-12 education.
10.
Okay. Reducing substance abuse in our communities.
10.
Okay. And the last one is protecting voting rights and democracy.
That's the 10.
Okay, thank you so much. Moving on, do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African-American community are better, worse, or about the same as the white communities? So your choices are better, about the same, and worse?
Worse.
Okay, thank you. And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people?
I'm already saying.
So you said getting better?
No, I said about the same.
Oh, it's about the same. Okay. Which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African-American community? You can select up to two. The first one is vaping. Second one is marijuana and other cannabis products. Third one is ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs. Next one is opioids and fentanyl. Next one is alcohol. Next one is heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack. Next one is cigarettes. So you could pick two of those.
Can you repeat that question, please?
Sure. Which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African American community?
Okay. The most negative. Okay. And then go ahead. Oh, sorry. Can you give me my choices?
Sure. Vaping, marijuana, and other cannabis products, ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs, opioids and fentanyl, alcohol, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack, and cigarettes.
Okay. So you said which one has the most negative?
Yes, negative impact.
The most negative, I would say the drugs, the categories, they are really close. I see how marijuana was one, right? And that was in group with what?
So that selection was marijuana and other cannabis products. The next one is ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs. Next one is opioids and fentanyl. Next one is alcohol. And next one is heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack.
Okay, so mostly that the last one. Most negative.
Okay. Thank you. Next one, moving on. I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction would improve health outcomes in the African American community? And so you have four options. First one is strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, and strongly disagree.
Agree. Strongly
okay,
agree.
Strongly, okay, thank you. Next one, do you agree or disagree the government should stop blocking the tobacco harm reduction strategy focused on helping millions of American adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products?
Okay, so you say that the government should stop. You said the government should...
Okay,
repeat
so,
that, please. Then.
Okay, so right here, you, your options would be, is that you agree or you disagree with this statement.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree or disagree the government should stop blocking the tobacco harm reduction strategy focused on helping millions of Americans, adults, who can't or won't quit cigarettes, switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products?
Mm. Ooh, wow. So you said if I should agree or disagree?
Yes.
I disagree.
Is that a strongly or somewhat disagree?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with the product. Okay? So the first product is heat non-burn tobacco products. Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, not familiar?
Very familiar.
Okay, next one. Oral nicotine products, pouches. Oral nicotine pouches.
Mm-hmm. Are you very familiar?
Very familiar, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And e-cigarettes or vapes?
Yeah, very familiar.
Okay, thank you. Next, I'd like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down considerably for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in every 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. So, after hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? And you have 4 options. More government restrictions and bans. Number 2, more education and anti-tobacco advertising. Number 3, introduction to smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market. And the 4th one, cost of smoking has gone up.
Oh, that was long. Very long.
yes.
The question was, to repeat the question, the top, your first part of the question.
Okay, as you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million Americans, adults, are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable deaths, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in every 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? You know, the changes is that they used to smoke tobacco, but now they smoke less harmful forms of tobacco, like smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. So why do you think that has happened? Because more government restrictions and bans? Because of more education and anti-tobacco advertising? Because of introduction to smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market? Or the cost of smoking has gone up?
The first one.
Okay, thank you. Let's move on. I'd like to read to you two statements about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which of the two statements do you agree with more? Okay? So this is the first statement. While it may be difficult to quit smoking, we should continue to focus entirely on getting people to quit all tobacco and nicotine through education about the harm of smoking and the use of traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications. That's the first statement. This is the second statement. We must recognize that not everyone can or will easily quit smoking. And while we will continue to educate people about the harm of smoking and support their efforts to quit through traditional cessations, products like nicotine patches and prescription medication, we should also ensure adults who smoke have information about access to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives that will reduce their long-term health risks compared to cigarettes. So do you agree with the first statement more or the second statement? Hello? Hello? Oh, no, I lost her.
Hello?
Oh, did I lose you?
No, okay.
Did you fall asleep?
I did.
You did, huh? It had the same effect as when they give you a massage, you know, you fall asleep if it's a good one.
Okay. All right, so that's the end.
So you just had to pick one or the other, either the first statement or the second statement.
Okay, and the first one was, So
the first statement says, while it may be difficult to quit smoking, we should continue to focus entirely on getting people to quit all tobacco and nicotine through education about the harm of smoking and the use of traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications. That's the first statement. This is the second statement. We must recognize that not everyone can or will easily quit smoking. And while we will continue to educate people about the harm of smoking and support their efforts to quit through traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications, we should also ensure adults who smoke have information about and access to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives that will reduce their long-term health risks compared to cigarettes.
Wow. Number two.
Number two? Okay. Thank you. And moving on, and would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes? That's a short one.
Would you
say that vaping is more or less harmful for your health than smoking cigarettes?
They are about the same.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read to you some statements people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and a 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Okay, so this is the first statement. We know that cigarette smoke contains a variety of chemicals known to cause cancer, but nicotine is not one of them. Nicotine is not a carcinogen. While smoke-free tobacco products can contain nicotine, which is addictive, they represent a less harmful alternative to cigarettes because they do not produce cancer-causing smoke.
Disagree.
So it's 0, okay. Thank you. Next statement. When someone is overdosing on opioids, their lives may be saved by using another drug like naloxone or Narcan. This drug doesn't cure their addiction, but it saves their life. And we hear about opioid deaths every night on the news. But smoking kills 5 times as many people as opioids. And the FDA is choosing to ignore the science that shows there are less harmful alternatives that adults who smoke could be using. We should take the same approach with cigarettes that we take with other drugs that get a lot more media coverage. So 0 to 10.
Mm. Yeah,
Do you agree or somewhat agree, somewhat disagree?
So the question was, read the question again.
Okay. When someone is overdosing on opioids, their lives may be saved by using other drugs like naloxone and Narcan. These drugs don't cure their addiction, but they save their people's lives. And we hear about the opioid deaths every night on the news. But smoking kills 5 times as many people as opioids, and the FDA is choosing to ignore the science that shows there are less harmful alternatives that adults who smoke could be using. We should take the same approach with cigarettes that we take with drugs that get a lot more media coverage.
Yeah.
You agree or disagree or somewhat agree?
I agree.
You agree? So
yeah,
you would say like a 9 or an 8?
I say a 9.
Okay, thank you. Next one, it says, medical professionals who should have access to scientific information on smoke-free tobacco products that can save hundreds of lives have a responsibility to inform and educate their adult patients who smoke about smoke-free products. It's important for patients across all communities to have access to this type of information from trusted sources like doctors and nurses.
Mm-hmm. I strongly agree.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Next one. Many people who smoke today come from minority populations. The nearly 500,000 Americans dying from cigarettes every year, it's not in the wealthy white neighborhoods. So nobody's paying attention, but we can't just pretend this isn't happening. The FDA must begin instructing doctors to talk to adults who smoke about less harmful alternatives to cigarettes, no matter where they are or live. It could save hundreds of thousands of lives each year.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do, Do you agree, somewhat agree, or do not agree?
Agree.
So would you give it a 9 or an 8 or a 10?
A 9.
Okay. And the last statement here says, let's be clear. When we talk about giving adults who smoke the choice to switch to less harmful alternatives, we are not saying they shouldn't quit. Quitting all tobacco and nicotine is the best choice for adults who currently smoke, and we should continue to educate everyone on the risks of tobacco use and support cessation efforts for people who still smoke. But not everybody is able to quit, and some people may just choose not to. That doesn't mean we should leave them to die. We can encourage people to quit and still provide adults who smoke with less harmful alternatives until they do. Do you not agree, somewhat agree, strongly agree?
Okay, strongly agree.
Okay. Thank you so much. Next one. Moving on. We're almost
done.
How much more do you have left? We're almost done. There's two more questions. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you did not. But I'd like to ask again, do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence, education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products would improve health outcomes in the African-American community? So do you agree, somewhat agree, strongly agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree? Hello?
Mm-hmm. So, yes, so one. Yeah, one. I'm falling asleep. Yes, one.
Okay, so you strongly agree?
Yeah.
Okay. Bear with me. Please, bear with me. We're almost done. And do you agree or disagree with the government should stop blocking the tobacco harm reduction strategy focused on helping millions of Americans, adults who can or won't quit cigarettes, switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products? Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Okay, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? The first one is wine. Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, pipe tobacco.
What type of tobacco?
Pipe, using a pipe? Pipe?
Mm-hmm.
No?
Pipe tobacco?
Yes.
Okay.
Have you used it, yes or no, in the past 30 days?
No.
Okay.
No.
Have you drank beer?
No.
Have you smoked cigarettes?
No.
Have you used a heat, not burn tobacco products?
No.
What about drinking soda?
No.
Coffee?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Liquor or spirits?
No, no, sir.
And e-cigarettes or vapes?
No.
Okay. Next, switching gears a little bit. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. These last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school, graduate, some college? college graduate or postgraduate?
Postgraduate.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced?
Married.
Or you're married, okay. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Younger, no.
Okay. And which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Middle class.
Okay. And are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
No? Okay. And how would you describe the area where you live? As an urban area, a suburban area, or a rural area? How would you describe the area where you live? An urban area, a suburban area, or a rural area?
Okay. Rural.
Rural, okay. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or an Independent? Hello, are you a Democrat, Republican, or an Independent?
Democrat.
Okay. A strong Democrat or a not-so-strong Democrat? Would you say strong?
You're strong, yeah.
Okay. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump or someone else?
Oh, someone else.
Okay. And if the 2024 election for president were held today, and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump? I guess if you're a Democrat, you would lean to Joe Biden, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you so very much for your participation. I really appreciate your help. Have yourself a great night, okay? Bye-bye.